Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline and talk to our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, it is... One of the interesting things this week has been, you know, they've started to have the press conferences or whatever, the media rounds for the Hall of Famers. And it seems pretty clear to me that whatever divide or whatever, hard feelings or whatever went on between the Steelers and Troy based on the way that he was released, they're starting to heal. And it's pretty clear if you listen to the interviews Troy has done. It seems pretty clear that he's sort of ready to let bygones be bygones and move forward.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think anytime, a player is told that it's the end and they don't necessarily believe that, there is going to be some hard feelings, no matter how long that person was with the organization. So, yeah, you know, if Troy, didn't have great feelings for some of the people within that organization for a few years, it seems like that certainly has dissipated. And, he said he's going to be back for a few games this year as well. So Steelers fans will get their fill, during enshrinement weekend. I'm sure there's going to be thousands of fans up there for that. And then, Troy said he's going to be back for some games this year. So that's certainly good news for Steelers fans, good news for the Steelers, because I know Troy has missed some of those reunions and whatnot in recent years, and people always kind of wondered what was going on. But seems like everything is patched over now.
Well, and I think the thing is, he said that he's vows to make sure that he can make it to a game this year, with a full stadium again and, everybody in the crowd. I can only imagine that he I'm sure he'll come back. He'll have all the Hall of Famers back and this and that and the other thing. I can only imagine that he is going to get the loudest ovation.
Yeah, and I think especially so because he hasn't been back since he retired after the 2014 season. So can you imagine that? Troy with a terrible towel with 65,000 fans there, probably a night game if they do it right. That'll be quite a scene for the Steelers and quite a scene for the fans as well. I agree with you.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing. I mean, it's, he hasn't been back. And I think that, people really love him. And, I think the biggest thing is one of the things he said in his Zoom call interview or whatever it was, I guess it was where he met with the media yesterday or whatever, is that he's kind of figured out that, it was the right time for him to move on because now, he has, he's what, 40 or 41 or whatever, but now he has his brain is good. He's got, no debilitating injuries and this and that and everything. So he was blessed to get out at the right time. Troy to me seems like a guy who doesn't just say things. So I'm willing to take him at his word that in retrospect, he probably believes it's the right time.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, with like boxing, sometimes all it takes is that one square punch that can really do the most damage. And, we never know with football. A lot of times it's the cumulative effects of the hits over years that causes the damage. And, Troy doesn't know what's going to happen 10, 20, 30 years from now. But if he feels like he got out at the right time and he saved himself a few hits, then I believe him. Good for him. If he feels like he Still has some, you know, some tread left on the tires. That's a good thing. So good for him, and I think that's going to be good for the Steelers.
Yep. Well, I think that's the thing. Is it whenever you have a guy like him, Ray? When it, I had an interesting discussion with somebody who said, "Was he or Ed Reed the better safety?" And here was my answer. It might be a cop out. I actually think Ed Reed was a better safety than Troy, but Troy was a better football player. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's so hard. I think Ed Reed made more big plays over the years. I even feel funny saying that, Paul, because Troy, he got the Steelers to Super Bowl 43 with that pick six of Flacco, right? I mean, and he had his fair share of pick sixes too, but it seems like Ed Reed was maybe around the ball more. You know, he had more interceptions, things like that. But I agree with you. Troy was a lot around the line of scrimmage. Troy could blitz. Troy could pick it off. He could pick up fumbles. He could do it all. So if you're asking me, I would rather have Troy on my team. But I could certainly see if you're in Baltimore or if you're in some other city in the country and you favored Ed Reed, that's fine too. They're two of the greatest players of their generation, and they both happen to play safety. So, you know, I don't know why we have to pick between the two, but if I'm picking a team and I want a safety on my team, I'm picking Paul Amalu every day of the week.
Well, of course. I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to. I mean, if you're in Baltimore, you're saying Ed Reed. If you're here, you're saying Troy. To be honest, I loved watching both of them play just because they were both so good at what they did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so now closer to home or whatever you want to call it, you know, not closer to home, but I guess we would call it, you know, more present day. You know, Dwayne Haskins, it doesn't seem like he did anything wrong, and it seems like he's going to be okay, but I got to question the judgment of a guy who is one step from being out of football because he's had past missteps and was already cut, you know, by the team that drafted him in the first round. I got to question why he would, you know, go to Vegas. I know he had his wife or whatever, but why go to Vegas 2 or 3 weeks before training camp when stuff seems to happen there?
Yeah, I mean, Paul, I couldn't agree more with you. I understand he did just get married. Or renewed his vows, whatever he did. But I don't know if Vegas is the place to go and celebrate when you have a month off. I mean, everybody has to live their life. But maybe, hey, a secluded beach where it's just the two of you, you know, rather than, you know, probably the biggest party place in the United States. So honestly, Paul, everything I had heard about Haskins before this happens was that he was trying to be on the straight and narrow. He was in that building. He was trying to learn. He was trying to do the right things. But when you don't have that structure, right, when you have some time off and then he makes another bad decision. And like you said, it doesn't really sound like it's his fault. Who knows? I mean, it's kind of a he said, she said in the police report. So I don't know if we're ever going to get a clear picture of what happened just because it seems like his wife is trying to protect him now. But like you said, if you're going to take some time when you're off, do you have to go to Vegas? That's a questionable decision, and you know we'll see if it has a sour ending on his career, or whether he's able to get through it. But I agree with you. I don't think that was the smartest thing that he's ever done.
Well, I mean, I think the thing about it is, you know, it's one thing if you aren't a guy that is on thin ice. And I think that should be made very clear. I don't care what, you know, these guys, they're adults. They can go do whatever they're going to do. But when you are a guy who is on thin ice and maybe down to your last out, I would just think you'd use better judgment and say, listen, you know, we'll do this maybe after the season or whatever. But right now, you know what? I need to get to training camp and I need to make sure nothing happens before I get there. So I'm going to lay low. That's just how I would operate.
And I saw today Steelers youth football was tweeting out some of the stuff they did at their camp. You know, a lot of their players are here working that camp. You know, a lot of these guys are settled down. They have families. Yeah, they go to the beach and they enjoy a vacation with their family. I think Dwayne Haskins, if he's ever going to make it in the NFL, he's got to settle down, you know, much in the same way that Ben did, you know, have a family. You know, just sort of get into that mode of your life. And, I think if he does that, that'll help him. But clearly he's still still a young guy. He's got a lot to learn, and hopefully he can learn from this mistake.
Yeah, well, you hope. And I mean, he's young. He's got talent. You know, hopefully he's able to sort of move beyond some of this stuff, which a lot of it just seems like immaturity. And hopefully he can move beyond it and get some things done. One of the things I said, Ray, this whole Devin Bush thing. I wish somebody would ask the question. And you know what? I will once we get to training camp of some of these guys. How is this helping you? Because I just don't understand how, you know, I hear about brand. I hear about this. I hear about all this other stuff. My question is, how is this helping you?
Paul, he's kind of, I want to say off the rails, but he's been a little, his behavior has been a little bit odd throughout the off season. Certainly somebody's got to talk to him when he gets back, you would think. I mean, like you said, these guys, you know, they're cognizant of the fact that they got to make money away from football as well. I think the one thing that Juju does well is he uses his social media to make money. I mean, he's going to be a millionaire once football is over, no matter what. What Devin Bush is doing is just kind of like, to me, it's like almost immature college-type behavior that he didn't get out of his system, when he was in school. So, again, you know, a young guy, probably the same age as Haskins, what, 22, 23 years old. Hopefully these guys will learn and they'll become mature. That's the one thing about the Steelers team, Paul, phasing out a lot of older players. A lot of older players are exiting that locker room. They need good young leaders. And I don't think a lot of these guys are ready for that role yet. I think a lot of guys like Cam Hayward and some of those older guys who are left, you know, they got to step up and, sort of show the way for the younger guys.
Well, and I think the other thing, Ray, beyond it is we've talked a lot about the offensive line. We've talked about a number of different things. We've talked about Harris and, you know, even Ben. And, you know, we've talked about Devin Bush's Twitter activity, but in terms of importance to the team, I mean, he's a guy that really they cannot afford to lose again because there doesn't seem to be a lot of good answers behind him.
I would agree with you. I think it's a situation where they have to hope that everyone stays healthy, right? I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty on this team right now. I mean, it's not just with the offensive line, Paul. This pandemic and the salary cap going down by 8%, it's hurt them depth-wise across the roster. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the offensive line a lot throughout training camp. There's a lot of young guys who have to step in, and there's really not a lot of answers behind them, as you mentioned. But we could say the same thing at outside linebacker. There's questions there. We could say the same thing in the secondary, Paul. So, I know the Steelers aren't the only team that's going through this right now because of the salary cap and because of what happened last year, but it seems like they're especially up against it. And I think especially at those three positions, if ever there was a year where they got to sort of hope and pray that they stay healthy, it's at offensive line, it's at outside linebacker, and it's in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to is they've got they've got a problem, I think, with some depth issues. And as much as we like to talk about how they, they have this or that, I mean, they've got to be able to stay healthy. And if they can't, it would only take them losing a few key players and they could be in big trouble.
Yeah, maybe that happened last year. And we saw what happened with the depth at inside linebacker. I mean, once Devin Bush went down, it was kind of, you know, patchwork, you know, see if this guy works, see if that guy works. And by the end of the season, it kind of caught up with them. And, you know, they were lucky to have Alex Highsmith last year, but I don't know if they have a guy like Alex Highsmith who could step in this year if Highsmith or TJ Watt goes down. So it's going to be a tough year for them. You know, I think, as I said, they're not the only team that's going to be going through this, but like any year in the NFL, you got to stay healthy if you want to contend for a championship. And I think that's going to be especially the case this year with the Steelers.
Well, I think that it really, you know, I read somewhere, I forget where I read, that they're talking about TJ Watt resetting the market for an edge rusher and getting maybe $30 million a year. number one, what are your thoughts on that? And two, I think the other part of it is this a deal you think gets done before the season?
I don't know if it gets done before the season. I don't know if it's going to be $30 million, Paul. You know, Myles Garrett, he's a $25 million. Bosa is the one outlier. I think he's up around $27 or $28 million. I haven't looked at that recently, but there's kind of a gap there between Bosa and then Garrett and then Khalil Mack and some of those other guys. So if I had to guess, you know, I think, you know, TJ might get offered somewhere like in that 25.5 to 26.5 range by the Steelers. And also you have to factor in, Paul, sometimes there's kind of like that funny money in some of those bigger contracts. I don't know what Bosa's is exactly or what Garrett's is exactly, but it's not all guaranteed. And the way the Steelers structure theirs, you know, if TJ Watt stays healthy, he's going to earn every penny of that contract. So I don't think we're going to see 30. I think it might, you know, sort of be in that 25 to 26 to 27 range. But any way you slice it, he's going to make a ton of money here in the near future.
Yeah, well, Ray, I appreciate your call. I mean, I appreciate it, you know, jumping on with me. And so let's do it again soon. Next time we talk, probably you'll be getting ready for training camp.
Absolutely. 1 week from today.
Okay, Ray, thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.